Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from our brand new Channel 9 studios here at Microsoft, talking about the Data Science Summit that's going to be happening soon. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
My name is Sam Chandrasekhar. I'm a program manager on the Azure Stream Analytics team. Uh-huh. And I'll be giving two talks at the Data Science Summit that I'm here to tell you all about.
Fantastic. So why don't we start with what the Data Science Summit is for those that maybe don't know about it.
Absolutely. So the Data Science Summit is a forum where Microsoft will be talking about our latest and greatest machine learning technologies, Fantastic. Our analytics technologies for batch, for streaming, for cognitive APIs, you name it. Mm-hmm. It's the one-stop shop you'll need to go to for all things data science related.
Fantastic. And so what are your talks about?
I will be talking about streaming options on Azure. Mm-hmm. Real-time streaming is catching on like wildfire. Mm-hmm. On Azure, we're rolling out brand new services as we speak. Mm-hmm. Some of these services overlap in terms of functionality, especially for streaming. So I'll be doing one talk clarifying what customers will need to choose in terms of the differentiated value proposition of each of the streaming services.
Okay.
And I'll also be talking about unlocking predictive insights from your Internet of Things. Again, taking advantage of real-time streaming and being able to ask questions about data streaming in real time.
Fantastic. So obviously we don't want to give away everything. We don't want to give away the whole talk. But can you sort of give us a little overview of the types of applications that would require streaming so that I can get a better understanding of why we would even do stream analytics?
Absolutely. And for that, I'll point you to this dashboard right here.
Fantastic. Okay.
So what we have here is a real-time dashboard of this very popular website, howold.net. Mm-hmm. I trust that everyone watching is familiar with howold.net, this website where you can submit a photo and it'll give you a best guess of the age of the people in the picture. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a public-facing website that's been live for a long time. But what I'll show you here is a real-time dashboard that's actually monitoring activity on that website. Mm-hmm. So, as you can see, this gives me a number of this gives me a value for the number of photos that were uploaded in the past 60 seconds. You know, the computed ages and the gender of the people. So for all practical purposes, this is a real-time command and control console that lets you monitor all aspects of this specific website based on clickstream data.
I see.
The value proposition here is you can ask interesting questions about data that is streaming in real time and get insights that could help unlock business value. Let me switch over to this other dashboard that could help clarify this better. So what I'm showing you is essentially a predictive maintenance demo, mm-hmm. where essentially you have an airplane engine that is carpet bombed with a whole bunch of sensors, and mm-hmm. this is streaming in instrumentation and telemetry data in real time to the Azure cloud. Mm-hmm. I can get information about the number of alerts for every specific part and things like that, and I can also get information such as predicted useful remaining life of an airplane engine, thereby allowing me to perform predictive and preemptive maintenance on some of these things. When we talk about the Internet of Things, this is essentially a bunch of sensors that is streaming in tons and tons of data in real time. Being able to ask interesting questions helps unlock business value. We're seeing a lot of adoption. We're seeing businesses being disrupted and business models such as device as a service, where manufacturers no longer sell a device, but they sell a bunch of thrust hours in the case of airplane engines, for example. The device itself is being sold as a subscription service, and essentially, it's a whole bunch of Azure platforms that enable you to deploy solutions like that. And this is what the talks are all about.
Awesome. So these are developers that are mostly watching. So this is all good and well, but what does that look like in sort of from a developer's perspective? Mm-hmm. Are you just shooting data and something is grabbing it? What do you do with it once it's sort of up there in the cloud? And then when we talk about the stream, does that mean that the data is coming in live? So let's start with first, how do developers take advantage of this? And then let's talk about how you can think about these streams and how you can work with them.
Absolutely. So we have a collection of Azure services to help with processing real-time data and being able to ask interesting questions here. We have a whole bunch of services. We have Event Hub, which is an Azure service that essentially is the first entry point for most data coming in. So you would have a data generator, a data exhaust. Mm-hmm. This could be, you know, a Twitter feed, or it could be an IoT device.
Sure.
Sending in data either to Event Hub or IoT Hub. And you have another entity, Stream Analytics, which is essentially picking off data from one of these two entities and processing it in real time. This could also call out to services like Azure Machine Learning. So from a developer's perspective, it is about stringing together a whole bunch of Azure services to build an end-to-end solution. And one of the key differentiated value propositions with the Microsoft offering is that this whole act of building this end-to-end story and this end-to-end pipeline is super simplified. And you can tie it together with a few clicks.
I see.
The other aspect that I want to highlight is when it comes to developers, we're all about providing flexibility. We have a whole bunch of Azure services that target stream processing and stream analytics. The differences, though, lie in how much work you're willing to do.
I see.
You could choose Stream Analytics, for instance, which is a fully managed Azure service where you can write a bunch of declarative SQL-like statements to perform stream processing and ask questions about your data and take advantage of inbuilt functionality such as temporal windows, the ability to join multiple streams using a SQL-like language. Or if you want to write custom code in a higher level language, say Java or Scala, for instance, you could choose HD Insight,
right,
where we have Spark Streaming and Storm and things like that. So a large part of this talk is going to be focused on comparing and contrasting a lot of our Microsoft solutions, thereby enabling developers to clarify their thinking on what they want to choose.
Because my sense is that we have so many services that work on every aspect of the pipeline, mm-hmm, that it's important to know, okay, where are we ingesting data? What happens to that data afterwards? Where do we put that data? If we're going to do some type of machine learning, how do we do that? And I suppose a Stream Analytics sort of helps with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Stream Analytics is a critical part of the pipeline, which is sort of center stage,
yeah,
in this grand scheme of things. And you know, I don't want to give too much away.
Sure.
We'll save some of that for the real session itself,
sure,
where we'll focus on actually building out a solution for Stream Analytics. And in many ways, you see a dashboard like this. Think of a dashboard like this for a IoT sensor. And if I am unable to transfer the knowledge to the audience to build an equivalent dashboard, I would have arguably failed in my session. So I'm setting that as the bar for myself in terms of what I want to get done.
Fantastic. Well, this is awesome. So Microsoft Data Science Summit happening at the end of the month in mm-hmm, Atlanta, Georgia, if I
of
remember
course,
right.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to your talk. Hopefully we'll get a recording of it, put it on Channel 9. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning about Stream Analytics. Well, we'll be getting a preview of what Stream Analytics can do in preparation for your talk at the end of the month. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks so much for watching. This is Channel 9. My name is Seth Juarez. Take care.